Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Pacella. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Pacella. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pacella. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson bunts towards the mound. Pacella fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. There goes Spear trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Trevino who tags Spear, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Jose Moreno pinch hits for John Pacella. Jose Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-1 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-0 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-1 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Cromartie goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 0 in the game. Gullickson bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Spear scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Flynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Ed Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur throws the ball into Cromartie who tags Tavares trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Flynn scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Washington reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. Mozilli moves to third. It's 8-3, Expos. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-2 in the game. Trevino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-2 in the game, with 2 triples. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-0 in the game. Gullickson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mozilli moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. It's 8 to 4, Expos. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Mozilli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mozilli. Valentine scores. Carter moves to second. It's 9 to 4, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11 to 4, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roland Office pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Roland Office now playing right field. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Office who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Butch Benton pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is hit by the pitch. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Benton moves to second. It's 11 to 5, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Butch Benton now catching. Alex Trevino now playing third base. Joel Youngblood now playing center field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-4 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three triples. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 11, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.